And with us right now to talk about Fruit of Munford Wildcats boys basketball. Wildcats with a record currently of 4-7. They have Delta tomorrow night. Jake Aguirre, Fruit of Munford coach, joins us. Jake, I appreciate the time. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Always enjoy catching up with you, talk about the Wildcats as you guys get ready to start league play coming up on Tuesday against Montrose. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to go back to the last couple of games for you. Glenwood Springs, a really nice win against the Demons, 55-44. They're always one of the better teams in the Western Slope League in the 4A ranks. And, boy, what a big night for Skylar Johnson. He's always demonstrated the ability to score the basketball, but believe what is a 32-point game that he had in that victory. So he really exploded for you in that win against the Demons.
Yeah, it was nice. We needed a game like that with one of our guys. You know, we weren't expecting the 32, but he was on fire, and we just kind of, you know, let him loose. And, you know, he didn't actually even need us to say anything. He just kept going, and it was nice to have that ball going in the hoop like it was.
Jake Aguirre, Fruit of Munford boys basketball coach with us. You followed that up with a game against Heritage, really good team. Ron McClurg that started here in the Valley coaching that team, and off to a 9-1 start. Tough loss. You lose it by a bucket, and kind of a difficult way to lose that basketball game. I heard there were some things that went out at the end of the game that kind of went against your Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the game. That's stuff that we talk about. Honestly, that is a good team, and, you know, we feel like if we would have cleaned up some of our turnovers and made some dang free throws, you know, it would have been a different outcome for us. But, you know, that's still part of the process of us learning and getting to know the system. And, you know, like I said, playing each game is going to be different with, you know, how things are called, how things are done, and you got to just keep moving and not let that affect you. But honestly, we should, if we would have cleaned up some things, man, it would have been different for us, and that's where we got to get soon.
It's trying to get that signature win, right, against a really good team like Heritage that I think your team, I think you're trying to say that you're still looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that Glenwood team is a good team, you know, but a team like Heritage coming in with their record, that's one, you know, if you could have seen our boys in the locker room, they were hurt, and I think it's going to help them. I think it's going to build them to start moving in this league, and we're going to have some tough games in this league, and hopefully these games that we played got us ready for that. But, you know, I know my boys came into practice a little bit different this week. I think they're ready to roll.
Jake Aguirre, coach of the Fruit of Munford boys basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. You get Delta coming up tomorrow, Jake. They're 2-5 in the season. Rob Ames' team has had an outstanding start from Tyler Johnson. He's averaging almost 15 points per game. Brandon Bear has been their second leading scorer at almost 7.5 points per game. What's the scouting report on the Delta Panthers?
Well, you know, we understand that they have those guys. Those guys can put the ball in the hole. They do have some other guys that can shoot it if they're, you know, left alone. So we got to make sure we cover, and like I said, we've got to take care of the ball. You know, that's a team that could hurt us if we don't. You know, we can't give them extra opportunities to score on us, you know, because of us. So we understand we're going to have, it's going to be a tough game. They're going to come in here ready to go, and, you know, we've seen a little bit of them and see what they like to do, and hopefully we can, you know, put some pressure on them and you know, like I said, take care of the ball and put the ball in the hole. So we're just excited to start it. You know, these weeks are long when you don't play until Friday, so I think we'll be ready to go.
Fruit of Munford boys basketball coach Jake Aguirre joining us on the Team Sports Network, and then you open up league play on Tuesday. We'll be out there, part of our full court coverage on the team when you open up against Montrose, the defending league champion, for a state runner-up from last year, and they're coming off the win against Delta. They manhandled the Panthers 68-28, and look, Ryan Vohringer has once again an outstanding team. A lot of guys returned from that team that made the run to the state title game, Jake, led by the Southwestern League Player of the Year and Luke Hutto, who's off to a tremendous start once again.
Yeah, we we know what's coming, and you know, our boys aren't backing down. We understand they're bringing everyone back, and they were there last year, and you know, they're going to have to come into our place and play our boys at our best, hopefully. And so starting the league out with them is a great way to start for us. You know, kind of gives us a look at where we're going to be. So, you know, let's get it going. We just want to see them. We want to play them. We're ready to go.
And when you talk about Montrose, and I mentioned Luke Hutto and what a tremendous player he is, but Fletcher Cheesham is a guy that you really, you've got to get out and contest his shot. He's already hit 33 threes this season. He's one of the better three-point shooters in all the 4A ranks.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, they've got those guys. There's a couple other guys they put on the floor that, you know, we're going to have to know where they're at and defend well against a team like that. And that's another team that can really hurt you in transition if you don't, you know, take care of your end of the ball, your end of the deal. So, yeah, they got shooters, they got scorers, they got a tough defense. I mean, it's you know, what you want to see, what you want to play when you're competing, when you're a competitor. So, like I said, we understand what's coming, and hopefully we'll be there ready and wanting to go. So. It's going to be a tough matchup, but I think it's going to be fun, and we're going to give it our best shot and play unafraid and fun basketball.
Jake Aguirre, Fruit of Monmouth boys coach, with us on the Team Sports Network. We'll have full court coverage coming up on Tuesday with Fruit of hosting Montrose, and then Central and Grand Junction squaring off with the Tigers gym. So that'll all start with our coverage at 5 o'clock on Tuesday for full court coverage, brought to you by Ken Richards State Farm Insurance. Al, I do want to ask you about, we talked about Skylar Johnson, the big game that he had against Glenwood. Some guys you've seen from day one, your first practice, to where you are right now, where you've seen some improvements, some guys that are really starting to maybe figure some things out for your basketball team that will hopefully help you put together some wins in Southwestern League play.
Yeah, you know, we got our, you know, our senior boys are stepping in and stepping up, and like I said, they got a whole new system in front of them for after playing for 3 years. So a lot of that stuff, we're seeing some really bright things, some good things from those boys, leadership stuff, and just the flow of the game with our seniors are really stepping up, and it's been nice to see over the last few weeks. Austin Reed, he's our sophomore guy, comes off the bench. He's figuring out that he belongs. And he can do everything that the other guys can do out there, and he's going to start making an impact, I believe. He's a guy that just loves to play the game, and it's going to be really nice to see him, you know, to hopefully take off here. And then, you know, we got Daniel Thomason. I think it's his birthday. I'll give him a shout out. But he's our big freshman boy, and you know, the game's coming to him pretty quick, and he's doing some really nice things for us as well. So, got a couple young guys stepping in, but our seniors, you know, the six seniors that we have, they're setting the tone for us, and you know, showing our guys what, you know, what it looks like, what it takes every single day. So it's been nice to see as we've gone on throughout the season, those things happening for us.
Well, Jake, best of luck to you and the Wildcats against Delta tomorrow night, and see you on Tuesday out at Fruita for our full court coverage with your game with the Montrose Indians. Appreciate the time, Jake.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, Jake Aguirre, Fruita Monument boys basketball coach.